Blind Cool Tech, number 27, June 26th, 2005. Hello, everybody. It's Sunday evening. We have a great show for you tonight. We are taking a sound seeing, not seen, tour of the Galt House in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, for those of you who are members of the National Federation of the Blind, you know that the Galt House is the site of this year's convention starting next week. So you'll be especially interested in this. My friend Liz takes us into the Galt House East, describes the rooms, the meeting rooms. We walk over the pedway and go back into the Galt House West. And then as we're leaving, we do a carriage ride of downtown Louisville. So it's a pretty interesting show, especially if you're going to be attending this convention. Give you a little bit of idea about the layout of the place. And I say sound seeing tour, because actually the term is sound seen, but seems more appropriate for our blind listeners to call it sound seeing. In fact, that's what I thought it was the first time I heard it, and apparently a lot of people do. So we'll coin sound seeing as our term for sound seen. Also, other announcements. We have now a new Gmail address. It's blindcooltech@gmail.com. So if you have any feedback, comments, suggestions, or you can attach an audio comment to a message to that email address, and we'd love to hear from you. Love to get some feedback about how we're doing. We're trying to improve on our audio quality. Got a couple of plans in mind to do some things. And you'll notice with the tour of APH and with this one too, I finally wised up and put the microphone on the person who's giving the primary information. So that helps a lot. I'd love to find a way to have two wireless mics that went into one recording device. So if any of you know of anything like that, we'd love to hear about it. Also, you know that our feedback line is at 206-984-9203. And call and leave a comment on that line, and that those actually automatically get emailed to us.
Hello, Larry. This is Lois Goodine. I spoke to you on the phone the other day about your podcasts, and I just downloaded and listened to part two of the tour at APH. And both part one and part two are fantastic. And I was particularly pleased to hear a brief conversation with Mitzi Friedlander. I have listened to many books that she has read, and she's undoubtedly my favorite reader. It was really something to hear her. It was like you were right in the room standing before her and all the rest of those that participated. And Roberta Williams did a fantastic job of description. And keep up the good work. These are really marvelous. Thank you. And hello to Jake. Bye-bye. And thank you again.
Well, without any further ado, here's your sound seeing tour of the Galt House and a carriage ride through downtown Louisville. Before we do go into this, though, let me introduce the characters in this seeing tour. Liz, my friend, is the one doing most of the talking. I've got her grandson, Joseph, on my chest in a I call it a papoose. It's a baby Bjorn. He's about 5 months old, and she's been keeping him the last couple weeks. And my daughter, Michelle, or Shelley, is with us, and her daughter, Marley. You'll hear her in the background. You might even hear a fit from her a little later on in the show. So, here we go.
We are walking westbound.
On 4th Street?
No, it's Main Street.
Okay. And the next intersection is going to be 4th, I guess.
And we'll be going north on 4th.
This is Blind Cool Tech, number 27, June 26, 2005.
Don't walk too fast, you're going to knock Marley over.
We are going to give you a sound scene tour of the Galt House for all of you people coming to the NFB convention. We're now walking, what, north on Main Street?
No, it's north on 4th. And we have Galt House East on our right, Galt House West is on our left.
Okay. And with us on the tour today, narrating will be Liz Weber. Have her grandson on my chest, Joseph. My daughter Michelle. My granddaughter Marla.
Let's see if she'll just. Oh, there. There you go.
That's about 6:30.
To the right is the parking lot for the Galt House East. And you can enter the hotel lobby through the parking lot, parking garage. There is. You have a street that goes in between both of the Galt House. And right in the middle, you can go up underneath. You can go to River Road. Yeah, so you can get to River Road.
Is that stairs?
No, you drive.
Oh, I see.
You drive. She's okay.
Share it. Same problems. Walk in.
Okay. We're at the Galt House East, and we're going through the revolving doors.
We're still walking north, right?
Yes. No, we're on.
Marley.
Okay. And when you go in the revolving doors, you're going to go, whoops, to the right. She got hung back there. Okay, now we're in the lobby. No, you go straight. Go straight, but right in the middle is a big glass table. So you want to go to the left or over to the right, around the table, and go straight, and you'll hit the hotel registration. To the right, you will find some steps, probably about 15 feet to the right, to the left. When you first come in the escalators, you go to the left and you can go up some escalators. Okay. So where do you want to go?
What else is on this floor?
Okay, we need to walk. Okay.
So we're taking the right heading toward the stairs.
There's some seating out here, several couches and chairs throughout here. Okay. The first room you come upon will be the Wilkinson room.
On the left.
On the left. The East Meeting Room, Wilkinson room. The second East meeting room is called Samson. And all of these are on the left.
And it's just a black wall on the right?
Yes. And then the East meeting room is called, and there's another one, it's called Lafoon. Lafoon.
Okay.
All right.
And then what did they
get into? You can go through the parking garage. There's also some steps on the right that you can go upstairs. Would you like to take? No, just up. Because we're on the first floor.
Okay. Should we take them?
If you like, we'll go up the steps.
My steps.
Marla wants to go up the stairs.
Okay. So we're going up the steps. You up some steps, and there's a little bit of a landing. Then you go up more steps. Okay. And you go to the left. And straight ahead, what they call a conference registration, which is a real long desk. Okay. Mm-hmm. And over to the right, you can step up a couple of steps, and there's a big seating area there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll take you up there. There's two steps, and there's window seating.
Oh, okay.
That starts right here.
All right.
Okay. Go down. Feel with your leg.
Yeah.
Plush. And it goes all the way around here, just a like a little platform area.
Yeah.
Has a railing there. Okay. Come on, Sugars. Let's walk some more.
Mm-hmm.
And we are heading east. And there's a place to the right that's called the Shops at Main Street Crossings Waterfront Office Towers, which is closed at this time. I think so. I think that's what it is. Okay. Now we're over to the right. It's called the Willis East Meeting Room. And right over here to the left, Chandler, room 9, Combs, Chandler, East Meeting Room.
Okay.
Over to the right is Clements.
Yeah. This is a good wide
house. Mm-hmm, it's very wide. Then we also have a second door into the Clements Meeting Room. And to the left here is Grand Ballroom A. It's a huge ballroom. And over to the right, we have the Wetherby. Wetherby. And this grand ballroom A has 5 doors to it. So basically, the whole left side of this is, the rest of this is the Grand Ballroom A.
Okay.
Over to the right, we have the Exhibit Hall. There's also escalators going up and down. Now we're coming upon the Grand Ballroom B, which is also on the left-hand side. And I was wrong. I thought the rest of the left-hand side was Grand Ballroom A, but there's 2 entrances to the Grand Ballroom B. Then we have Grand Ballroom C. On the left, and that ends that. And over on the right-hand side, you have the ladies' room.
And the carpet ends right here.
Yes, right when the carpet ends, right before the carpet ends, is the ladies' room. On the right. And there's also the ladies' room. If you take a right down this hallway, there is a water fountain on your left, and also a ladies' room on your left. You will hear the air conditioning running, the units and stuff. It's you smell smoke. Whoops. Then also on the left, when you first, if you do not take a right-hand turn, you come straight, and that is the men's room. Okay? And then that is the end of this hallway. There's doors that go on outside, but I do not know where it goes. It says emergency exit only. All right.
While we're walking back, can you just give us a visual description and, you know, your impressions?
Like what?
Well, you know how you always do for me.
Well, the carpet is a kind of a seafoam green and a dark green, and it has all kinds of, I don't know what kind of design it's in, and there's also a little bit of burgundy and pink in it. I know it looks, it sounds kind of yuck, but it's okay. It's all right. It's kind of old, but it's still functional. And there's like tan striped wallpaper to the right, oh, on the walls. Just look at her kick. Marley, come on. Come on. Come on. So we can go. I'm not mom. Come on, Sugars. That's my girl. That's Lizzie Mae's girl. Yeah. Come on. I see the look Michelle's giving me. Come hold Lizzie Mae's hand. You gonna hold my hand or you gonna walk by yourself? Okay, you stay right up here with Lizzie Mae. Come on.
And does it look real old through here?
It's not. What do you think, Shelley? Not really old, but it could use some update.
It's got pretty chandeliers.
Yeah, it's got. The chandeliers are kind of, what, they don't hang very low at all. And what kind of wood do you think this is?
What kind of wood?
Wood. It's trimmed in wood, and then it has a chair rail.
Oak.
It's oak. It's a dark oak. Okay. Here we go. This way, Marley. Okay, do you want to go back up the steps where we came from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's on the next floor? Is it more?
That's what I'm talking. Yes, the third floor. Oh, there's some donuts showing.
Really donuts.
Okay, the steps that we come up, it goes up, keeps on going up to the third floor. Okay. So we're going to the third floor now. Go up some steps and there's a landing. Go up some more steps. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you take, well, I don't know how to do this. If you take her right, and then take another right, you can go to the pedway that goes over to the Godhouse West.
That's good information. That's how we'll go over there.
And there's one, there's enough room on the right for three payphones, but there's only one payphone there. Okay, we're going to take a left. And you have catering convention service office immediately to your right. To the left is the Bradley Room.
That's almost quite a bit narrower.
Then you take a right and you go to the meeting rooms. There's a co room, meeting room, a French, Siegel, and Stouffer. Okay, here. Hold on, people need to get by. Watch out.
Excuse us.
Is that your problem? Excuse us.
There's a normal one. Did you see a water?
Okay. Do you want to keep on going that way?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is kind of a narrow hallway. And the decor is like an aqua color and white. Uh-huh. To the left here's the restrooms. To the left. And then to the right is like a little cafeteria. To my left. To the left. There's like a couch and some tables and chairs, a vending area. Okay. And as we come through that hallway, you go straight. Keep in mind, to the left is where the little cafe is. You go straight. You don't turn left. You don't turn right. And there's the women's restroom. You take a right. And on your left is the men's room. And then to the right, you have an elevator. I don't think it works. On the right here, you have to go through a door, and there's some stairs. But straight ahead or to the left, you will find some elevators. All righty.
So does that pretty much cover Galt House East? We're taking a right, if that is.
But if you would have went straight and not turned to where the restrooms and the cafe is when we first came, which is a pedway to the Kentucky International Convention Center.
Oh, that's good information.
Let's do the other one first. But if someone needs to know, that's where they can do.
Once they let off of it.
Oh, you okay, buddy? I think it's a lot of pressure could be on his stomach. Okay, to the left we have the Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, meeting room. Also, the Morrow, M-O-R-O-W, and to the right we have the Stanley room. And there's two doors to the Stanley room. And then go straight. You're going to have to take a right, and you go directly into the McCreary room. McCreary. Okay. Okay. All right, Peppy. Chelsea. There we go. Oh, really? Okay, now we're back up to the stairs. When we first came up, okay, remember I said when you come up the steps, you take a right, and you take an immediate right, and you go through the pedway. You're going to go down the ramp, and then you're just going to walk. Probably about a quarter of a mile or so.
So we're on the pedway now?
Uh-huh. Well, no, we're going straight. We're going to the pedway. And on the left-hand side is nothing but windows, and you can feel the sun coming through. It's hot.
Well, you see it, those windows.
Oh. Stuff. Look, they have Berea crafts in there. Stuff.
Yes, I do. Excellent.
It
was really nice. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
No.
Just like him, anyhow.
It is? He don't fail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There is. They're fake silk flowers. Mm-hmm. To the right, I don't know if that's where the meeting rooms are, or they're just windows, and they have drapes there. So I don't know if those are actually rooms. I guess people can go to the room. Okay. Here we are. No, we're still in God House East. To the left is a bar area, and there's some seating area, a grand piano, and you can see the Ohio River to your right. There's also a little deli coffee / gift shop at the end of this room here. And like I said, there's a bar to the right. You have to go up about 3 steps. They have TVs. Okay. Now we're in the God House West. Okay. Should we go downstairs? This is the second floor.
We might as well do what's up here.
Okay. We'll see. This. And then you go off the tile into carpet. To the right. Watch out, Marley. We are going to the right. To the right. And you go left, and that's the Cochrane room. If you go straight, after you take a right.
That's so funny.
Guess so. Okay. After you come off, when you come through, like I said, you go straight. You go to your right a little bit and then straight, and then there's the Cochrane room. But just take a couple of steps to the right and then go straight, and it's the Cochrane room. You're going to be heading west. If you turn, take a complete right turn, to the left of that are elevators. The elevators are kind of like right in the middle of the hallway. To the side. And then you have some guest rooms to the right, and the rest of this area is the guest room. Is that a restroom down there, Shelley? Yeah. Yeah, there's the men's room. The men's room is on the left. And it's 1, 2, 3 doors is the men's room. The rest of these are guest rooms.
Okay.
And at the end of this hallway is a, is that a pool, Michelle?
Yeah.
Is it closed?
Empty.
The pool is not open.
So do not dive
in. I don't even know if you'll be able to go out on that door to the balcony or anything.
There's meeting rooms down here.
Okay. You keep going straight and you go left, which is you'll be heading west. And there's more meeting rooms. And we took a left, and immediately on the left, you have 2 vending machines, Coca-Cola. Okay, right after that, there's the Dogwood, the West meeting room. There is nothing on the right-hand side at this moment. And then there's the Holly West meeting room. Now to the right is the Magnolia West meeting room. To the left is the kitchen. to the right. You go outside. I don't know if you can go outside or not, because that's where the pool area is, and it doesn't look like it's functional right now. Okay. And to the right is the Maple West Meeting Room. To the left is the Poplar West Meeting Room. Then there's a desk that's built in. It's kind of hanging up the wall. There's a phone there. And to the right is the Walnut West Meeting Room. But if you go directly straight, there's the Willow West Meeting Room.
That room looks really old.
You think so? It's new carpet, though. Oh, yeah. The chandelier is kind of a... Yeah. It's nice, though. I like the carpet. Oh, yeah, it's a lot older. Okay.
So we turn around and head back.
Mommy does
creep. Well, not Mars.
It's kind of creepy in here. It's real old.
What's she doing, Joseph?
What's that?
Wait, I want to get a drink of water. Come on, Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
And one of them was the Gull House. Actually, APH is one of them, too.
Hello, bunny. Hey, sweetheart.
That's cool. What else?
Oh, Church of Downs, of course.
It's not that great.
There is a water fountain here right beside the Coke vending machines before you get to the vending machines.
We took a ride because we're heading back. Okay.
Keep in mind the men's restroom now is on the right hand side. There's a couple phones on the left hand. Alrighty. Here we go. This is where we started in this hotel. Well, this is after we come off the tile. We're on the carpet. And you come about 15, 20 feet and you take a left. And on the left, there's some steps that go down to the first floor. You go down the steps, you come to a landing, then you will have to take a left. And I guess there's more steps down there. I can't see around the corner. Okay?
Oh, that's just guest rooms?
Those are just guest rooms and the ladies' rooms straight ahead. There's a smoking room to your left. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then you go straight, and the ladies' room is to the right. And then there's an ice machine, and you have a water fountain. That's the VIP office. And then there's some more guest rooms up here.
Okay, so we're turning back up, because this is just a short little walk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And west on this right here is the Archibald room.
Okay.
Now, where do we go?
I think we've pretty well explored the second floor.
Okay, do you want to take the steps down or
sure.
Do you want to?
Let's
take the escalator or the elevator. Okay, we're going to take the elevators downstairs. What? Okay, we're going to take the escalators. Towards the pedway. And then you come on the tile floor. And you take a right. And you're going to walk about 25 feet. That far. And you have some more guest rooms on your right. Here we want. Okay, you're going to take a left. You'll be able to hear the escalators. Yeah, we are going down the escalator. There's also an escalator going up. There's also an escalator going up from downstairs. Okay. Okay, we're going to get off the escalator and we're going to go left. To the right, you can take the escalator down to the other floor. Okay, we're going to go right, and then you'll feel the carpet again. Okay. And there's two chairs over to the right, left. Okay, straight ahead. You'll find the Jockey Silks Bourbon Bar. Okay. And there's also a Berea. It's called the Village. Wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself here. To the right, you'll find the women's room and a sitting area. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We are going to take a right. And on the right, you go through a door, and that's the women's room. We are going to go straight. And also, you can go to the left, and there is the Puritan dining room. And you have steps on the right going down. Steps after that, you have steps going upstairs. Those were those steps were coming. Yeah. Okay, then you have an area, you keep going straight, go to the very end. Also, over to the right, you have two sofas that you can sit on. It's just employees only. Then you have a couple of guest rooms here. Then you have what they call mayor's, M-A-Y-O-R-S meeting room and the general's meeting room. They're both on your left-hand side. And then after that, there's the commissioners. And if you keep going straight, you will end up into the River Grill, which is a restaurant. So we're going to turn around.
Exactly.
Shelly, why didn't we do that?
I told you that's what I wanted.
No, you did. Did you?
Yeah, yeah you did.
I'm so
disappointed. Was there? She'll say there is a liquor store back that way. Alrighty. We've already went through there. Oh. Where?
In the fountain room.
So that's to our left as we're returning down this aisle.
You have to go around. To the right is the men's room. The fountain room is the dining room. That's the jockey silk room. See, Shelly?
When we get here. Alright.
Yeah, that's the fountain room.
I was just reading the sign.
Yeah. It's a restaurant, and it is closed at this time. It's a nice little seating area. It's kind of like an English, would you say? With the leather and the wood, and has a fireplace over there, recessed TV, Jockey Silks Bourbon Bar. I want to say Bourbon Ball. Okay. Okay. And to the left is where we came in from the escalators. So now, if you come off the escalator, straight down that way.
Bobby, this way.
At the very end.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the left. Yeah. And there's a couple of guest rooms. This
Mommy,
over. You head over to the right, you find a hair salon. It's called Hair Quarters, the finest in hair and nail care.
Whoa.
So I guess if you need a little pedicure, manicure, or barbershop. It's a real old barbershop type. That it even has the old velvet diamond design wallpaper up. Okay. Here we are, straight. And if you go straight, there's Berea and More Crafts. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't go to the left, it's a wall. Okay. To the left, it says Club 360, finest at the Gold House. That's East Tower, 18th floor. There's nothing in this to the left right now. To the right, it's just a walk. This is just a walking area. Then you have right here. You have the on the right hand side, Daisy, the Daisy meeting room. Then over here on your left is a little boutique, Gisellas, G-I-S-E-L-A-S, boutique. And over to the right after that is MGM Photography. All right. So the Daisy room. And now we have the Sunflower room on the right. And then if you go straight, you can go through some double doors and some another set of double doors. And there's some stairs.
It's outside.
Stairs, you take a right and go to immediate left, and you can go up some steps. But there's no re-entry from there. So if you go out there, you're just stuck out there. What's to the left?
Oh,
that's from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Come on, Marley.
Hello. Yeah, come on, bark right in.
So what is out there? Just outside?
Michelle, why don't you go out there and see what, if you take it, I'll go.
All right, we can go outside.
Hold on.
She really wants to go out there, Marley does.
I noticed.
You quit throwing a little fit.
Oh, it's the hot, hot summer.
Yeah. Oh, you go out on the Belvedere. You take a, So you can take a right, take a left, and you're going to walk probably about 15, 20 feet, and you're going to go, there's a door there. And on one, there should be a double door, but there's only one door on your right, and you can go out on the Belvedere. And then if you keep going straight, you can take a left. And it takes you downstairs and just outside. It's just an area that has, I don't know, what do you think?
It's like little statues and water fountains, and it hangs over the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice, peaceful place.
Mm-hmm. It's like a park area.
Yeah.
They have places where you can sit. Okay.
Back in.
Come on. Oh my God.
She needs her butt smacked.
Certainly does. Her grandpa might be the one to do it. She didn't act like that with us at all.
No, that one time in the mall she did. Let me go again. I'll be right back. You want to ride in the yellow car? Huh? Come on, let's go ride in the yellow car. Come on. Left, and we're on the carpet area again. Jeffress, I see that one slumber by. Okay. As you come to the first opening to the right, you'll be able to hear the escalators. And you just take a right. And to the left, you'll be able to hear the TVs and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's so good.
We'll just take them down on the first floor.
Okay, we're going down and took a right towards the escalators. Then we're going to go left. Oops. Oh, well, she's taking a picture that way. We're going to go down the escalators. Here we go. That's Marley throwing a fit. You can also, there's some things to do. You can, there's carriage rides. They're very nice. Okay, when we get off the escalator, we're going to go right. If you go left, you'll smack right into a window. Okay. There's the escalators going up if you take a right. Okay. On the left is where we're going to go. Okay, we're taking a left. And this is the lobby. This is the lobby, information desk. Mm-hmm. There's, if you take a left, go up the steps. But if you take a left and go straight, you'll get on carpet again, and there's some guest rooms and some vending machines. But if you would have kept on going straight, you would have went to the parking garage. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to go any further because this is where just guest rooms and a Coke vending machine.
Okay. Everything's probably in the Coke.
Yeah, that's
fine. All righty.
See, I'm trying to make 50 off you, okay?
So there's probably a front desk in here somewhere,
isn't it? Oh, I'm sure there is. Probably, I don't know where.
Where what?
The front desk.
Oh, it was right here.
There's an information desk. Or is it?
I check in over at the Godhouse East, yes.
Oh, do you?
Do you check in over at the Godhouse East for the West rooms? Oh, is where the information is? Oh, okay, that's what I need to know. Okay, well then where it says, well, I was telling you where the information is where you check in at. Is that what he was trying to tell? Oh, he meant, or probably we should have asked the information. Where? You check in at. But, okay. That looks like that's where you check in at, because that's where people are at. They're going in and out. Okay. We're going outside. And we're heading east. To the left of us is Interstate 64. Okay, yeah, that is where you're going. check in, shall I? All right. And, okay, we're going to cross the walkway. You come out. You come out of the revolving doors, you go straight, and you can cross, and you go over a little pedway. It's called the East Lobby, which is God House East. And you're walking over 4th Street. And this is kind of like an outdoor carpet that you'll be on. Then after that, you're crossing over. You're walking across the street. Is that it, dude? All right. And to the left is the God House East parking area. And, of course, also on the other side of the hotel where we first came in, there is a parking garage. All right.
So as we're walking south down 4th Street, I just want to describe what buildings there are and stuff.
Well, really, there's only like a Riverfront Plaza. Okay, kind of much out here. Pappy, you want to turn sideways, buddy? On the right, right after the God House West, you have Riverfront Plaza. And that's about it over there. Well, thank you.
Thanks, though. How much are they?
$5 per person.
For what, half of
them?
Oh, okay, thanks.
How much? Okay, it's $5 per person for a 15-minute ride.
Y'all want to? You might as well. We're here.
I don't think it's silly.
Isn't that a great excuse?
No.
You want to, and you
no,
know
I
it.
Don't. Right, do what?
Let's just ride the carriage.
I'm just thinking about her.
What?
Is she going to be okay in the carriage ride? You want to ride in the horsey?
Do you want to ride on the horsey carriage? Are you going to stay seated?
Yeah, promise? You have to stay sitting down.
Promise. You have to sit. Whole time or we won't go. Are you going to sit?
Does it mean the kids are $5 too?
Let's ask him.
Alrighty.
Joseph's $5.
Yeah. Why ask? We'll see what they say. This is a black carriage with some flowers on. That's called the Louisville Horse Trams. He's kind of like that. Is it $5 for each child too?
And no charge for the children.
Okay.
Just climb aboard.
Do you describe what we're going past and everything?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about everything we go by.
Okay. Tell them that you're videotaping. Tell them what.
We're going to be recording this.
That's fine.
Okay.
However you want to do, just climb aboard.
Okay, there's a little step down.
Oh, you pay when you get off.
No, we're going to give you this mic so you can talk.
Oh, okay.
Tell them what you're doing, dude.
We're doing there's a convention coming next week, and we're just doing an audio tour of the Gold House and what's around Louisville for all the 12,000 people that
you want the 30 to 40 minute tour then, all of downtown Louisville?
How much is that one?
That was $30 for everybody.
I tell you what, let's start out and see how these kids act, and we might continue on.
All right, that sounds great. Just climb aboard.
Can you just clip that mic to your lapel so there won't be so much of a... Whoop.
Spaghetti 415.
Do you think maybe you'd want some
of this? I just want to know we're having milkshakes. Before I realize that. Did they bring them out? Yes. I'm going to call them and tell them just hold them. We'll be, I'll run and get them when I get back.
Well, folks, my name's Dave, and the horse is Charm. Where y'all from?
Right here.
Oh, right here in Louisville. Okie dokie. We'll show you some of Louisville here.
Okay. Pretend we don't know
about. I will, because some of this I'm going to show you, you're probably not aware of anyway. One 10 7 3 for 15 from Gold House. What kind of convention you got coming to Louisville?
It's the National Federation of the Blind.
Oh, okay, yeah, y'all here every year, just about.
We have been for the last few years.
Yeah, that's great. This should be the last year here?
And then 2 years from now, too.
Oh, okay. That's a great bunch of folks.
Yeah, they are.
We never let our drivers bring their carriage dogs when they're here. Because of the seeing eye dogs, you know, we don't want a conflict with the dogs, so the carriage drivers leave their dogs at home then.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the building straight ahead of us with the dome, that's the Aegon Building, and that's the tallest building in the state of Kentucky.
What was that building called?
It was Providian. Before that, it was Capital Holding. Capital Holding built it, and then they sold it to Providian, and Providian sold it to Aegon.
How tall is it?
43 stories.
Going what direction, on what street?
We're on 4th Street now, headed south.
Okay.
And we're going to turn and go west on Main Street here in just a minute. Now, you are familiar with the Humana Building, aren't you?
Tell us about it.
Well, they built the building with the flavor of Kentucky, their international headquarters. See, the rounded portion of the building sticking out represents the bow of a steamboat. And that box you see on the front is a very large replica of a starting gate at Churchill Downs. And in all that ironworks you see underneath it represents the Second Street Bridge. That was the first bridge across the Ohio River connecting the north to the south that carried both pedestrian and vehicular traffic. Point out some more of the highlights as we get up here a little closer. It's quite a building. I see the gold shine down lower in the columns on the building. That's 24 karat gold leaf inlay. In 1985, it cost Humana just under $100 an inch to put the gold leaf in there. And the gold leaf represents the gold at Fort Knox. Now, the two-story waterfall in the foyer represents the falls of the Ohio River, which is the reason Louisville exists. So you get that hospital building, you see that $50 aspirin on there, you know what you're paying for now anyway, won't you? Now, the building on my right is the Theater for the Arts, and it was designed with those angles and that reflective glass trying to blend the old with the new in downtown Louisville. If you ride by it, you can see the reflections, the old buildings in the glass. Really a neat design on the building. That building won 3 design awards when it was completed in the late 1970s. Can you see how they reflect? Now we're going to make a decision here. Do we want a 30-minute tour or a 15-minute?
We'll go for the 30.
You want to go the 30 then? You'll find it very interesting, I think. 101's upgraded to a 30 minute. Oh, that Mexican restaurant got a 4-star rating out of the Courier Journal, by the way. It's an excellent restaurant. Sixth and Main. Now, this building we're passing on my left is the original Seelbach Hotel. Now, that building was built in 1851 to the R.J. Reynolds family. And they used it as a tobacco warehouse and office space up to 1877 when the Seelbach brothers bought it. They turned it into the Seelbach European Hotel. And they operated there as the Seelbach Hotel up to 1906 when they built their new one at 4th and Muhammad Ali. Of course, that's the hotel that F. Scott Fitzgerald referred to when he wrote The Great Gatsby, the one at 4th and Muhammad Ali. Yeah, that false wall is still in the private dining room in the Oak Room, and a gangster he wrote about was Al Capone. Now, y'all familiar with an ironworks building? You know what an ironworks building is? This was a real popular, inexpensive construction method from the very early 1800s right up to the turn of the century. They would take cast iron and mold it into very fancy facades for buildings and just bolted right to the building. See the Meyer building here? Everything you see painted black on the Meyer building is made out of cast iron. Now Louisville has the second largest collection of cast iron buildings still standing in the U.S. The Soho District in Manhattan, New York has the largest collection, and most of ours are here on Main Street. Now, this is an interesting building coming up on the corner, the old red brick. That building was built in 1832. That was the St. Charles Hotel. That was the first major hotel in the city of Louisville. I have an idea what a major hotel looked like in 1832.
Yeah, the population of Louisville was...
The Morton Steakhouse.
I beg your pardon?
Did you mention the Morton Steakhouse back there?
Oh, yeah. The Morton's is right on between 6th and 7th on the south side of Maine. And it's an excellent restaurant, very expensive, but an excellent restaurant. Now this road we're getting ready to cross is 7th Street, but when the settlers were coming into this part of the country, this was called the Wilderness Trail. This road ran all the way through the Cumberland Gap. Now the Wilderness Trail dead ended right over here where this little park is on my right. That's the site of Fort Nelson. Yeah, that was a fort to protect the settlers on this side of the river from the Indians that lived on the Indiana side. Now, they're remodeling this building. It's going to be a hotel. It's supposed to be open by the first of the year, but I don't think they're going to make it.
What hotel is that going to be?
The name of it is in a paper. It's going to be a lot of art involved in it. Now, if you walk down this block, the magnet is stuck to every building down with the exception of one of them. The facade or more of every one of these buildings on both sides of the street are made out of cast iron. Now, this building on my left is a great old building, 730 and 732. Everything you see on that building is made out of cast iron, all five floors of it. Now, there's the Hillig and Bradsby coming up here on the left at 8th and Main. Just about all the baseball bats used in the major leagues are made right here. They also make a lot of the hockey sticks for the National Hockey League here. And up to about 3 or 4 years ago, they made the Powerbelt golf clubs here. Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, they have tours here daily. Now that's the biggest bat in the world. It's 120 feet tall and it weighs 68,000 pounds. Now if you'll look up, you'll notice it's freestanding. It doesn't touch that building it's leaning toward. Whoa, girl. Whoa, girl. About to lose one, huh? Had to put that seat belt on. There's Fraser Arms Museum on my right. It's another great place to tour. It takes about 3 hours to go through there. It's quite a museum.
That's fairly new, isn't it?
About a year and a half now. Oh, it's fabulous, that place. It takes you from the medieval times right up to the present. I mean, it's just a fabulous museum. You got me. I don't know that one. When do they start coming in? Next week? After the 4th?
Before the 4th.
Before the 4th, okay.
I think they'll probably start coming in Thursday and Friday.
Oh, great. This is Glassworks. This is where they do all the glass blowing. It's part of University of Louisville Art School. That is the most fascinating. They give tours from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And it's just fascinating to watch them do that glass blowing in there. Take that big blob of hot glass and making this beautiful artwork out of it. It's just something to watch. Now we're going east on Market Street now from 9th Street. But look at the very top of the Humana building from this side. The very top of the building represents the Third Red Horse Barn out of Churchill Downs. Did you make out that barn up there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have ran out for a little bit now. We'll have to wait till we get down a little bit closer. What I pointed out is the only thing that's in the book on it as far as what it was built with, with Kentucky involved in it. Isn't that a nice breeze? We're not. We just crossed the street. We're still on Market, headed east. Approaching 7th Street now. I see the building with the clocks over here on my right. That's City Hall. Little trivia about the building. When they built City Hall back in 1871, they built that with the fire watch tower and not the clock tower. Well, one of the guys that worked up there in the fire watch tower was a big cigar smoker. In 1876, he fell asleep up there with a lit cigar and he burnt the fire watch tower down. Only in Louisville now would they burn down their fire watch tower. This building on my left, Jefferson County Courthouse, they started construction on it in 1845 and finished it in 1854. Now let your eyes go straight above the second story windows here, folks, on City Hall. Can you see the animal heads up there? There's a mule, a pig, a cow, and a horse up there. Have you ever noticed it before? Well, the reason they're there, in 1871, Louisville was the largest livestock center in the South, and they dedicated the building to how the city made its living with livestock and agriculture. Now, the fellow standing here on my left, that's King Louis XVI. He chartered the city in 1778, and that's who the city's named after. That's the only statue of Louis in North America there. Of course, now, they weren't real popular in France either. They kind of lost their heads over everything, but... he did a lot for Louisville. He founded it. He chartered the city. He financed it.
Oh, okay.
He put up the money.
Well, what was his interest in it?
It was just going to be a French settlement at the time. Yeah, when they started building the courthouse, their intentions were to make that the state capital. They were going to try to move the state capital from Frankfort to Louisville at that time. They weren't able to pull it off. This is Memorial Park. This will do light up Louisville every year. This past Christmas, they have over a million Christmas lights here on Jefferson Square. This memorial is dedicated to all Louisville firefighters who were killed here in the line of duty. And see the flame burning the trees over here on my left? That's the eternal flame, and that memorial is dedicated to all the Louisville police officers who were killed here in the line of duty. You don't see many cities that do that for their police and firemen. Oh, girl.
Do you have a break also when you tell him
whoa? The brake wouldn't do any good. The brake wouldn't, you know, these little thin wheels wouldn't do any good. No, it just keeps the carriage from bumping them.
Oh, okay.
Now, this building on my right is the old Jefferson County Jail. Now, that building was built right around the turn of the century as the county jail, and it served as a jail up to 1975. That building is in Ripley's Believe It or Not and the Guinness Book of World Records. That was the only jail in the United States that sat on Liberty Street. Now the building straight ahead of us, with Fifth Third Bank on top, that's the Brown Williamson Tower. That's where all the tobacco wars were fought. That's where Jeffrey Wigand, the whistleblower, worked. Did y'all see the movie The Inside with Al Pacino? Anyway, that movie was filmed in and around this building right here down at Hirschwood. You know, if my car sounded like that, they'd lock me up. You know what? Now, the building with the steeple and the clock, that's the Cathedral of the Assumption. That's the oldest Catholic church in the city of Louisville, and that's the oldest cathedral east of the Mississippi River. They held their first service there in 1852. By the way, now we're headed east now on Liberty Street from 6th.
So you're going to be ending your charter back at Joe's, that's where their car's parked.
This is 4th Street Live. It's restaurants, bars, bowling alley, pool room. Just the entertainment area of the Louisville, downtown Louisville. Yes. You're only from the Gold House to 4th Street Live is 4 blocks. It's a nice thing about Gold House, this area, you're walking distance of just about everything. All the good restaurants, you know, conventions, so everything is just a real short walk. Oh, girl. These folks amaze me when they come to town. Never been to the city before in their life, and they just take right out. I'm sighted. I'm afraid to do it in a strange city. Yeah. Now the globes on the streetlights over here in the park were made down at Glassworks. Those are all hand-blown globes. Charm. Uh-huh. Not bad, really. We come out in the evening, it's not that bad. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable now. That's Coons' restaurant here on my right. Same family's operated a restaurant here on 4th Street since 1892. That's the third location on 4th Street for this restaurant. Y'all staying at the Gold House, you just came down here to investigate it. Oh, okay. Well, I hope it helps you out. Where you parked? Oh, I already came by you, huh? I'm sorry. Well, folks, hope you enjoyed it. Enjoyed having you.
Rate that someone should tip a nice tour like this.
Just whatever you think.
So it's 30 for us
30
three.
30 ride, right.
So a $10 tip.
That's more than enough.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I hope it works out for us.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Let's see, can I get my microphone?
I have it.
Oh, you got it
got
already?
It all
righty.
Whoops, watch your step down.
You guys come back now.
Thank you. There you go. Take a little step up. Take a little step up.
Howdy. Can you get us up to 4th?
I sure can.
Well, you can pay when you get off, just climb the floor.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now, and y'all enjoy your evening.
Oh, there was an ice cream place we could have gotten some ice cream. up there at 4th Street Live. That's where he's taking those people. So, all right. If you come out of the Gold House east and take a left, not a right.
How much for the ride?
It was us for $15.
So it's like, it's 5,
oh, wait a minute.
Minutes, 10 a person for 30 minutes.
My legs are sticking together and everything. So you come and you go left, and you're on 4th Street.
I've taught her the art. Look at him hanging.
Is he asleep? He's waiting. You have his passy pappy?
I do.
Okay. No, don't wipe on the phone.
That was really neat about the Humana building.
I never knew any of that.
Uh-uh.
I never even knew about this cast iron building.
Uh-uh. I know it. Yeah. You and I both. Yeah, because you're just worried about going from point A to point B.
Not even at a stop.
But you know, we've taken these tours to rides before.
But we never had anyone like that. We didn't ask them to describe.
I always have 15 minutes.
Oh, usually they just don't talk to you.
They don't even go that way.
Charm was booking right along there for a while, wasn't he? I meant to ask.
Okay, how can we turn this off?
I'll turn it off.
All right, we're right here. We're at the car.
Okay, this is it for issue 27, Blind Cool Tech. Thank you for joining us for this sound seeing tour of the Galt House and a carriage ride. If you need to call us, our comment line is at 206-984-9203 or email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com. This is Larry Scootcon. We'll see you next time.
What phone number did you get?
Our comment line phone number.
At work?
No, it's one I signed up on the internet for.
Oh, okay.
You get a free...